Lesson 11, Job Advertising and Recruiting. Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
The job profile is posted on the board.
B.
The qualifications are listed on the wall.
C.
The harvest this season is abundant.
D.
The candidate is checking the job listings in the newspaper.
Part 2. Question-Response. Number 2.
Which candidate mentioned her father's fish boat?
A. The first one. B. She fishes for a living. C. Her father sells oats.
Number 3.
What recent accomplishment are you most proud of?
A. I need to resend this package. B. I won the Employee of the Month award in May. C. I found it most time-consuming.
Part 3. Short Conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
Have you come up with any ideas for finishing your job search?
It's been very time-consuming and draining, but I think it's finally coming to an end. And it's about time, too. I've been at this for 5 months now.
Does this mean that you've found the job that's the perfect match?
Maybe. I'm very hopeful about a position I interviewed for yesterday. I know I have all the qualifications.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
Candidates are asked to submit a current resume and letter of interest. Your resume should list your qualifications for the job you are applying for. It should also list specific accomplishments in past jobs or in school. Your letter of interest should also outline your long-term career goals. If you bring together a picture of your past, your current goals, and your future, your profile will be more cohesive to our hirers. We are currently recruiting for entry-level positions in our accounting department. Salaries are competitive and commensurate with experience.